were transferred to, if I could just get one moment to get your account pulled up so that I can be of better assistance for you today.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was, my name is Lauren. I'm the supervisor you're transferred to. I just need a moment to get your account pulled up so that I can be of better assistance for you today.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, the phone cut out there, so I didn't hear what you had said before.
No, I got you. Sorry. If I could have you just confirm your shipping address so I can have that for my notes, and then I'll go over the account for you today.
According to what she said, is it's 800 First Avenue Northeast in Oline, Iowa, 50662.
And that's not your address?
That is my address, but I don't recall any sweepstakes or anything like that. Or
yes, I'm showing that you had our done one of our enters to win, enter to wins. It would have been for a Dyson vacuum, and you'd have paid like a dollar or two. But because it was sponsored by the meal planning app Bites Hub, that also it would have explained in that same email that that was coming with access to the meal planning app, which does have a monthly subscription fee. Now, since you told the previous agent and it's fraud, what we would do with a fraud investigation is we'll go ahead and take everything in the account down to the IP address, of which will show, you know, even as far as like what was used to order, like what device was used to order, make this order and this charge. And we'll go ahead and turn that over to your local authorities. But in the meantime, we'll go ahead and get this refunded for you.
Are you able to tell me what the email was that was used?
MELHEMP2019@gmail.com.
That's my mother's email.
Would this be something that she would have done?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right. If you still believe it's fraud, we can certainly move forward with that fraud, with the fraud claim. So we'll just turn everything over in the account to your local authorities and go ahead and refund this for you.
Okay.
Great. Would you like for me to go ahead and do that then?
Yeah, go ahead.
Great. Let me go ahead and get that issued. Let's see here. Oh, I'm sorry. It looks like this order was created by verifying through your bank. So if that was the case, when that happens, you would have to get a refund through them because the charge was approved by them before the order could have been placed.
Yeah, I'd asked them what that was, and they just said there was a customer service number, which I called here just a minute ago, and they told me to find out what information I could about this, because the only thing that came across was well-being structured. And when I Googled that, it came across with like skincare products and things like that. And I know I've asked everyone I know if they use my card for that, and they said no, no skincare products. So, I mean, I can re-ask everybody about some sweepstakes thing, but
so it's a sweepstakes. You get an email, and it's an enter to win. You enter your name to win a vacuum cleaner, but because it's sponsored by the meal planning app, it also comes with access to the meal planning app. It explains in the email that you're also getting access to our meal planning app, which does have that monthly subscription fee. But because the charge was verified through your financial institution, so like we provided all the information with the charge to them before the charge was gone through, they would have to provide the refund.
Okay, but the account so far is canceled, so there
won't
be more charges?
Yes. Did the previous agent give you the cancellation number?
No, she did not.
I can provide that to you if you would like it.
Yes, please.
Of course, yeah, whenever you're ready for it.
Yep.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 9204-46992.
All right. Okay, and you said I'll just have to contact my bank and get that refunded?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Was there any other information on the account there? Because, like, I think it's really weird that you guys had my married name, but the card doesn't even have my married name on it.
I have a phone number that was input.
Yeah, what's that phone number?
563-608-1188.
I don't recall that phone number, but I can see if, since my mother's email was on there, she knows that.
Right. And like I said, just discuss with them. They'll be able to get you that refund because they had to approve the charge in order for it to go through.
Okay. I will give them a call then, but thank you very much for your help.
Not a problem at all. Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.